This podcast replay is brought to you by OKCoin. You're a click away from a brand new piece of cryptocurrency. It's never too late to get in on Bitcoin and over 50 other assets they offer. Download the OKCoin app on Google Play, Apple, or Windows.
See, Hard Knocks. You know, Hard Knocks is going to do in season with the Detroit Lions, which I cannot wait. That's just one of those train wrecks. You know, Dan Campbell for me is an absolute train wreck. And I've just never believed in the ankle grabber or biter or whatever you want to call him. But I didn't see the in season last year with the Colts. I have it saved there, but I never watched it actually. So I don't know how good it was. I got a bunch of people watch. Any of you watch the Colts in season Hard Knocks one? Was it any good? Well, this year they're going to do it with the Arizona Cardinals. So you're going to have the Lions during the preseason training camp, and then they're going to put the Cardinals. So, Colts were kind of fighting for that playoff spot. Carson Wentz. And Arizona is going to be fighting for a playoff spot. But, with the whole Kyler Murray thing and the drama that's behind the whole Kyler Murray craziness, kind of adds to that spiciness of Hard Knocks. But I never got to see the in-season one, if it was any good or not for Indy. Maybe now during the summer, if things slow down, I'll watch the Indy one. I never took it off my YouTube thing, only because the whole Carson Wentz, how it all ended and how Ursay lost it with Wentz. And obviously Wentz was incredibly butthurt with what happened with the whole Indy thing, but dude, he fell apart and I get it. I don't know what happened to Carson Wentz, dude. He came out of college and Tyreek Hill yesterday was talking about how confidence is everything in football. Carson Wentz came out of college with a boatload of confidence. I saw him at the Senior Bowl. He took over that week. Guys gravitated to him. He went to Philadelphia and looked like a monster. And he was making freakish athletic plays that you were like, holy moly. And he was full of confidence. He was full of bravado. All of those things were in his game. And then the injuries mounted, and all of a sudden, he started to lose confidence, and he is a shell of what he used to be. And it's all about confidence with Carson Wentz. Every bit of it has to do with confidence, not ability. Whatever happened to him, he lost his mojo. And it's one of those weird things. We watch Chuck Knoblauch and Rick Ankiel and others just throughout life. We've watched it in sports that there are just guys that Uwe von Schaumann, for those of you that are old enough, he was a hell of a kicker until one point, boom, and it was over, bro. And with kickers, it's kind of notorious. So it's a whole, but still, it shows you confidence. And confidence is everything and anything in life. It helps you get through a lot of things, through ups and downs, and through tough times. That if you have the confidence in yourself, you're going to find a way to get through it, and you're going to prove that it was whatever it was on the periphery. It had nothing to do with you. But in Carson Wentz's situation, it has everything to do with him. And right here, man, right here, right here. I don't know what the hell it is, but the Cardinals story is kind of intriguing because he hasn't gotten his contract. So that one is